Sego, I'm Dea Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand. On Saturday, March 10th, there was an event held at Yogi's Barn at 2318 Cheesewood Road. The event was put on by Trisha Sandy and family members. The event was to speak on the duties of the men and the women to the young and old and to the creation itself and to each other. Also, throughout the course of the meeting, they spoke on the duties and the roles of the chiefs and the clan mothers to all the people in Deyokwanosta, which means for the people, by the people. Throughout the course of the meeting, there were several featured guest speakers who helped facilitate the meeting, one being Frank Miller, another being Loran Thompson, and another being Paul DeLaronde, all who are fluent Mohawk speakers and influential voices within the Haudenosaunee communities. The day began at 7 a.m. with a tobacco burning that followed a breakfast and a welcoming of the people. At 10 a.m., the information session and speaking began, where an introduction was done by Frank Miller, where he began stating that we are coming together as one mind, and the purpose of the meeting is to talk about our issues at hand and what can be done, as to oppose of what should have been done in the past, and to move forward as people. He then went on to say, we're not here to blame. We're here to remind ourselves that we have our own constitution. The meeting had around 120 people attend throughout the day and lasted over 11 hours in total with 3 breaks during the day. Some of the topics included land treaties, self-governance, and the growth of well-being in Haudenosaunee economics. The meeting was an open forum with a microphone shared amongst the community to give input and to address any concerns that pertain to Oswegan and any other of the Six Nations territories. During each break of the meeting throughout the day, there were meals prepared for the community members, and community members gathered around to talk about various topics that were discussed throughout the day. One commonality amongst everyone in attendance was that it felt good to have an open space and to meet together and to come together again after years of distance due to COVID. Although there has been no announcement on the next meeting as of yet, CKRZ will keep you updated on everything to do with Six Nations of the Grand River Territory. I'm Dea Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.